20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country. The Matt Malone Morning Show, and it's time for a Y Country community segment where we like to highlight nonprofit events and organizations around Southwest Michigan. And we've actually got a really cool one here that's kind of unique because it's a cool opportunity that's been presented to them. And we're talking about the Three Oaks American Legion and some other folks around Southwest Michigan too. So we have Jason and JC here. So first of all, I'm gonna have Jason answer the question too, because you're kind of the one that reached out about this, which is awesome. So what prompted you to reach out? What are we talking about here today?
All right, so we're two of the coaches for the Three Oaks American Legion baseball team, Post 204. And in fact, a couple months ago, weekend of Labor Day, we got an invitation to attend the annual tournament held at the United States Military Academy at West Point, New York. 3,500 American Legion teams in the nation. They take 10 handpicked each year. And they reached out to us for that invitation. And luckily, with the support of our post and the support of the communities around us, we've been able to accept that invitation and cement our spot.
Excellent. And it's such a cool opportunity because, like you said, it's a limited amount of teams that get to do this. And think of how many teams are around the country that want to be a part of this, and you guys have the opportunity. So looking at that, you know, JC, what kind of funding are you looking for? Because it's not, you know, going to New York in itself is not an inexpensive venture, but especially when you're bringing a team.
Right. And the team generally does a couple overnighters every year. Last year we were in Missouri. We generally go to Ohio. Mm-hmm. We've never done quite the
New
York deal.
Sorry to hear that. I'm just kidding.
So we've committed to do it, and it's really important to us that yes, we're going there to play a baseball tournament, and the objective of our coaches is to win that baseball tournament.
Right.
But as Jason has said several times, we have an opportunity here to really, really change some things for some of these players. And we take players from Berrien Springs. We have players from Stevensville, Lakeshore, St. Joe, River Valley, Niles,
Edwardsburg, Coloma.
Wow.
So, I mean,
it's a big team. Can I join the team?
And we'll carry 16 to 18 players per American Legion rules.
Yeah.
But the eye-opening thing, I think, was the bus deal, charter bus. And we need to raise, it's going to be close to about $12,000 to do what we want to do. And like I said, Matt, we're not only going to New York to the West Point to play baseball. You know, the plan is to stop at the Flight 93 Memorial in Pennsylvania on the way in. Mm-hmm. We're so close to New York City.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love to take the kids and then maybe see the 9/11 Memorial. Mm-hmm. And, you know, remember this group of young men that we have, they were born after 9/11.
Right.
So it's a whole different deal for them. So we're going to try to get more than just baseball out of the trip.
Yeah.
So, but the funding, the bus was a big deal. We've actually raised the money for that already. So that was a big deal. Now we're looking at hotels. And of course, I have to feed these guys.
Yeah. So. I would say athletes like to eat food,
yes,
right?
They do. Yes. Yes, they do.
Well, and I'll say too, I mean, I went to New York last year, and obviously the 9/11 Memorial it's one of those surreal things that you get to go and experience. But above and beyond that, you know, if you have an opportunity to go to see, you know, Statue of Liberty. I mean, absolutely. That's another one of those things too that, you know, you take a step back and you just sit and realize that, you know, what we have here, how lucky we are. And for those folks who are participating again in American Legion League Baseball, they're so close to it, though they may not have ever experienced it. And this is a way to bring them closer.
Yeah,
I love that idea. So if somebody wants to donate, you guys are actually going to be doing some events throughout the next year until you're actually going to be going there, which is in July?
Yes. Okay. End of June.
Okay.
But real quick, the dates, we're going to leave the Legion about 8:30 on Wednesday morning. I believe it's the 26th.
Yep.
Okay. Drive straight through to Fishkill, New York, which is where we're going to be staying. That's about 9 miles from West Point. Mm-hmm. Thursday of the trip is... The kids just spend a day at the academy.
Yeah.
Got a lot of museums. It is an active military base, so they're going to be exposed to some helicopters and just some other things, be able to hang around with some of the cadets. Then we actually start playing on Friday. We play two games on Friday and two games on Saturday, and then the top four teams play in a round robin, I guess, if you will, type championship deal on Sunday.
You'll have to call me and keep me posted.
Keep
me
posted.
That too.
In fact, Jason, we're very blessed. I think one of the reasons that we were selected for this is our social media presence.
Sure. Yeah,
we have a fantastic Facebook. We have I don't do the Twitter thing.
And this kind of piggyback too off what you're talking about with our events coming up.
Yeah.
We're going to kind of rattle off some dates here, but we are on Facebook, facebook.com/Oakers Baseball. We did take the Oakers name from the old Three Oaks High School.
Sure.
The community likes that. But also on Twitter, we do live score updates on Twitter, again, at Oakers Baseball. So some of the dates we do have coming up that you asked about. Sometime in the spring, we haven't set a date yet, but we will be having a give back night at Coach's Bar and Grill in Stevensville.
Love them. Absolutely.
They're so great to us. Yeah, they really are. Good to us.
End of March, we're going to be having an alumni weekend fundraiser. Mm-hmm. The fundraiser itself will be a silent sports memorabilia auction and a poker game on that Sunday.
And that's March 29th will be the alumni softball game. Mm-hmm. And that alumni is post 204 players from the past.
Gotcha.
And then the 30th would be the poker game.
Right. Excellent. And then, of course, the big one is down in Three Oaks, Flag Day weekend.
Okay.
We're down
corn and sausage.
All weekend. I know you've been in the parade
absolutely.
The last couple of years.
Yeah.
That's a big deal for the entire town of Three Oaks, and I encourage everybody to come out to that. Just to experience it, because it's a once in a life or not a once in a lifetime deal, yeah. But it's certainly an experience.
It's a tradition. It's an annual tradition.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
But we're down there all weekend outside the Legion selling corn, sausage, hot dogs. And that's where a lot of our funding comes from.
Excellent. And we've actually received which is ironic, we're Three Oaks Post 204. Yeah. We actually received a check from California for $204.
Oh, really?
From an individual. So the word's gotten out through social media. Yeah, we've received, yeah, gosh, even my college coach from 35 years ago contacted me because this is a big deal.
Right, absolutely.
But we do have sponsor letters that we would send out. We have a banner that we're getting made with the Oakers logo and the American Legion, mm-hmm. and all the sponsors will be listed. That'll be traveling with us to New York.
Okay.
And, of course, also be displayed prominently throughout the season.
Excellent.
And it can contact either the Facebook or...
Facebook, yeah, that's I run the Facebook page. Right. You'll
easiest,
be getting me.
Easiest
yeah,
way
yeah.
to get a hold of you to make donations.
Yeah, and get them we can shoot them a letter and kind absolutely. Of gets a little bit more detail on exactly what we're doing. But we're okay. excited. We're excited, my friend.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited for you guys. I think it's a great opportunity. We're happy to be able to support, obviously, as much as we can want to see some success. And we want you to bring back
and if I could just one last plug for American Legion Baseball, because this is really important. Not only are we going to West Point, but this year in Southwest Michigan, we're going to host the Region 2.
Yep.
Zones, which is basically the semifinals for American mm-hmm. Legion for the state of Michigan.
Sure.
And Lakeshore, Stevensville Post, 568, mm-hmm. Jeff Bradford.
Love those guys, too.
Yeah, they're hosting the state tournament this year. And that's the first time since 1996 that the state tournament's been on this side of the state. Ironically, Three Oaks won it back in 96. So,
love that.
And that team will be recognized at the state tournament this year. Okay. So it's going to be really cool.
Excellent. So you can follow social media and see them absolutely. There and learn all about that stuff. And we'll have you guys on here again here a couple times.
Appreciate it. You're awesome.
Events, so
awesome.
We'll appreciate make it happen. Absolutely. Awesome. Appreciate that. Jason, JC joining us from the Three Oaks American Legion and their baseball team. Up for great success. Good luck to you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. It's the Matt Malone Morning Show on 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country.